Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
That's right, voice guy. Doug Whaley, brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. And Doug also brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Good morning to you, Doug. How are you today?
Doing wonderful.
Microphone.
Yeah. Microphone check, 1, 2. What is this? No. I am doing great. Holiday season, man.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get into every other day just watching a holiday movie, and I did start my first one, and I know it's a constant debate. Die Hard. I think it is. I mean, it's around the holidays.
Absolutely. That party doesn't take place if it's not Christmas.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter also a
no.
Christmas series.
No.
Yeah. They're always walking around as Christmas time in the middle of the movie. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Now, did you read the books?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's my thing.
Yeah, he loves Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're not doing a Dorn joke?
No. I've read every Harry Potter book at least a dozen times.
Aren't they like
children's
Bibles?
Books? Yeah, they're thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one's like 752
Jeez.
Pages.
Yeah. So how long would it take you to read that 752 pages?
With kids, month probably. Just trying to fit in the time. If I were single, God, that's a sad that's yeah, a sad thing to think
right.
about. I don't know, probably a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On no vacation, way. I could probably put one down on vacation.
Wow. Have you always been a reader?
I don't read anything but that kind of stuff. I'm reading a historical fiction book right now. But
good for you.
I don't usually read, no.
Yeah, my wife's
trying
family.
To start.
My wife's family, they're all readers. That's one thing I just
I can never
get in. I can't get
never.
In.
I don't think I've ever read a whole book.
Ever?
Ever.
Playbook.
Playbook, yes.
He kept shaking his head still. I was like, you
yeah, yeah, he's like, wait a minute. I don't want to let people.
Just flip right to the red zone here.
All tight ends. Short yarded. Yeah. So, sorry. Go ahead.
No, we're having
never
fun.
Read a book.
We're a week away from Christmas. What's the closest? What's your favorite book?
Don't have one. Just don't like my favorite book is probably a book that I got from Kane Hodder, and it's about his life. And Kane Hodder is the guy who played Jason Voorhees. And he signed it for me, and I was like, I'm actually going to read this. And I read probably like 20% of it.
So if you read Tale of Two Cities, you would just get through the one city.
Yes,
that's how that would go.
And he had a documentary like about his life, like a movie, and it was basically the book. And I was like,
right.
I'm just watching it.
That's the thing.
Exactly. Right.
That's the thing. You're going to get it faster.
I'll say this. I think the name of the book is called Choker, and it's basically this drug addict, alcoholic guy that goes to Alcoholic Anonymous classes and drug out whatever that anon or whatever
yeah.
for drug
addicts. Narcotics Anonymous.
Yes, there it is. And just pick off ladies. It's unbelievable. I think they made it into a movie.
Dang.
With Michael Fairbairn or something like that.
Okay. Fassbender.
Fassbender, yeah. I think they made it. It's a that book I liked. But that's one of the few that I think it's called Choker, but I'll let you know.
That's like in Breaking Bad when Jesse goes to and he just starts selling drugs at the Narcotics Anonymous.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Sick world we're living in. Sick people.
No doubt.
All right, back to Christmas. Real quick, we've been talking about this all day. Favorite Christmas cookie, Doug? We like those ones. Well, I like those. Doran said he likes the Buckeyes, which are tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
I like those fat peanut butter cookies with the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
Absolutely.
What are they called? They have to have a name, right? Thumbprints, right?
I think they're thumbprints.
I think so. People have texted it. Multiple people have texted in something that they call them that I don't think we can say on the air. That I'll have to tell you off air. It's hilarious.
But also, give me an old school sugar cookie.
See,
I'll do that. But if I had to do anything, it'd be the thumbprint.
I can only eat a sugar cookie if it's hot, the oven. Yeah, a cold sugar cookie doesn't do it for me.
Snickerdoodle?
Come again?
Snickerdoodle?
I didn't do it.
All right, Doug. So we got the practice report from the Steelers yesterday, and it's one of those kind of fake practices. So you just give the simulated injury report. But Watt, Pickens, Jackson, Elliott, Justin Fields all listed DNP. Larry Ogunjobi was listed as limited. But both TJ Watt and George Pickens were seen in video. Are you pushing all your chips into the middle of the table for this game? Would you rush guys back for this game?
I would not. And there's a couple reasons why. One, they have confidence that they can handle Baltimore just from past experience. Two, the goal is bigger than just beating Baltimore. And three, I think if I've read it correctly, they still hold the cards and can still win the division without winning this game. And three, and most importantly, you want to be peaking, when the tournament starts and have all your complement of pieces ready to play then. The regular season, great. Everybody would love to win the division, but I think the owner has stated that's not the goal. The goal is to start winning playoff games. So for all those myriad of reasons, I wouldn't rush him back.
Would you talk to George Pickens? And how would you handle this situation? And everybody is different. You know, veteran guys, you kind of get, you have their ear a little bit. You kind of take what they say a little bit more than younger guys. But with George Pickens and his hamstring, would you go to him and be like, how are you feeling? Like, would you base it off of how he's feeling or would you base it more off of the trainers?
I'd go straight trainers. I'd have the catapult system on there. And
would you even ask George?
I'd talk to him and be like, hey, George, here's what we're thinking. What are you thinking? And then, George, I'd set him down and be like, when this season's over with, what does success look like for you? And that puts you and lets you know where his mindset is. It, hey, yeah, I want to help this team win, or I want to put up numbers so I can get paid, or I just want to be healthy and do what I do. So then you can kind of concoct how you want to bring him along after you've understand where he's coming from and his mindset. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Like, okay, I know where he's coming from. And then you can formulate a plan to say, well, I know this is what he wants and it can look like that to him, but this is what we really want to get out of him.
Would that be the same thing with TJ?
No, TJ's just a straight football baller. TJ, when you're ready to go, you let us know.
Is that nature of injury or just because he's TJ Watt?
Just because, just different mindsets. And we know, and hey, TJ is the ultimate professional and just the ultimate straight-out dog. He just wants to go out there and ball. George, I don't know what he's all about. I don't know what makes him tick. What is the thing that you can press that button to get him to transcend the pettiness of different penalties, pre-snap, post-snap penalties, not doing things on the field and just going out there and trying to be the best at the position? I don't know, but that's what a guy like Mike T, he should be. That's what he gets paid all that money to do, and that's part of his job. And that's really, when you talk about head coaching, that's probably one of the biggest parts of your job. You have to be that psychologist or that shrink to know how to get into everybody's mind, and everybody's different, and push that button to elevate their game or to get them to be at that consistent level or get to the point where I'm going to forget about myself and worry about the team and winning. Because in the end, when you win, everything else takes care of itself.
It does.
Texter, a million of them. Peanut butter blossoms.
Oh, that's what they're called.
They're called. I'm never calling it that.
Nah.
Sounds too sissy.
Thumbprint.
Yeah.
Thumbprint is when the chocolate is smashed down in the middle.
Oh.
You know the flat icing that's there?
That's what people are texting. It's with the icing and not the Hershey Kiss. Is Pickens making himself some money here by not playing?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. He's showing how valuable he is to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think everybody's saying, uh-oh. Now, what worries me, and that's why I started talking about, you have to get in to find out what is his pressure points. Because not only is he showing how valuable he is contract-wise, but also how valuable his antics are to him, and you can't really say anything. Because guess what? You need him more than he needs you right now.
Because someone will write that check.
Someone's going to write that check. And someone won't know the extent of the warts he brings into that locker room, into that franchise, because they're seeing it from afar. And then there's always that coach that sees that talent. But I say, the Medusa of sports is talent, because I can fix it. I'll be able to get him to not do that on the field or not sit there and fight a DB when it's a Hail Mary to win the game. I can do it. Now, most coaches have that in them to say, I'm better than that other coach that his livelihood depends on him playing well. It's amazing, and it's a fantastic way that coaches think. But yeah, somebody's going to write that check.
If you're at like the Senior Bowl, will you tell like a GM or a coach to stay away from a guy?
Oh yeah.
You'd be like, oh, if a guy that you've had is like a free agent or something, and would you be like, hey, you just be careful?
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't kill a guy. Just be like, I would do your homework.
Mm.
That's all you got to say. And it's a gentleman's game. We are competitors, but we're also in the same industry, and you know the pitfalls. So you want to win. And it's one of those things where it's just like players. Game day, we're competitors. We're not talking. But outside of the game, it's like, hey, I know you're going through this, and your owner, you make this move, may not look good on you. Because on the same token, if they're letting a guy go, they're not going to sign him. Now, if we were trying to sign him, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say anything.
No, I wouldn't say anything. But if we're washing our hands of him.
But wouldn't you want to say something?
I was just going to say, don't you say it more. This guy, I mean, he destroyed the locker room.
Play the chess game.
Depends on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a close relationship with this guy and you're going to want to do some business later down the road.
That's true.
You want to make sure that you're on the up and up.
I want you to settle a debate that Doran and I have had the last couple of days on the show coming up next. But when you were talking there about Pickens and the Hail Mary, man, that was so long ago, I almost forgot that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers lead the league in fighting out of the back of the end zone.
Yes.
Like Darnell is pushing dude through the back of the end zone.
See, and that to me is one of the bigger issues that I've noticed, and I've talked about it before, and it was proven in this game, when you get to play teams that are at the top of this NFL and that are going to be competing for championships, you can't beat yourself with penalties that can be taken off the book, meaning pre-snap and post-snap penalties, not aggressive in-game, in-play penalties. I'm cool with that. But these things, all right, and it's starting to rear its ugly head, and it just peaked it in Philly. And those are they're not a good enough team to overcome those.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a great point, because I think we would all agree that the Steelers aren't as good as the Eagles. You certainly can't be dropping tosses and committing all the penalties that they did. That's one thing to pay attention this week against Baltimore. Baltimore leads the league in penalties. They're taking near double-digit penalties every single week. All right, Doug's going to settle the debate when we come back. If you have a question for Doug, you can text us, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If we ask Doug this question quick, then we won't have to take more texts on this. So a couple of people have texted in. Mr. Whaley, would you sign Odell Beckham Jr.?
Why not?
Oh!
I look at it. Here's the only reason I would say it, and it would be more for off the field than on the field, meaning he may give you something on the field, but he could come in and get in George Pickens' ear and be like, hey, listen, here's what's your goal. Here's how you need to go about it. I had instant stardom and famedom in New York City, one of the biggest cities in the world. And this is the traps I fell into, but here's how I overcame it, and here's how you need to go about it if you want to reach that ultimate goal of being one of the best wide receivers in the game and be a professional. So, because right now, you don't really have that older voice in that room that has produced at that high a level in that type of situation where he may be like, oh, let me listen to this guy. Because when Odell hit the scene, that's probably one of those impressionable years where George Pickens was probably watching saying, oh, let me see this guy. I might like that guy. I might want to be that guy. So that would be the only reason I would sign him.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought it from the difference standpoint.
Right?
Yeah. But if you've learned from life experience, and you're right, I mean, from a parallel standpoint, bigger city, mm-hmm. but he took off.
Blew
Same
up.
Thing with George.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's interesting.
412-928-9370. That's a good question then, turns out. I said, let's just get through this, and Doug makes you think. Doug always
Things
makes
that make
think.
You go, hmm.
That's right. Real quick before you settle our debate, so there was that, we had already referenced it, Darnell Washington blocking through the end zone, and then the Eagles throw some punches. Well, we see on Hard Knocks last night, the official comes over to Tomlin and is explaining it to him, and the official says they, and I think that means the overseers, like the
Eye
in the sky, yeah. They're looking at the video, and the referee says, they didn't throw punches, that they were trying to get Darnell Washington's hands off of him. So, organizationally, you got a 6-day work week now, when typically you've got a 7. How much contact are you having with the league? Because they butchered that, and it sounds like they butchered it in multiple different ways.
Every week, after reviewing the film, every team sends in their issues with the calls in the game. The calls that they missed or the calls that they called that they think they got wrong. You send it into the head of officiating, and at the time when I was in the league, it was Dean Blandino. And then on Monday, by Tuesday, he either sends you a report or each coach could get on the phone and talk to him. And it was like, yeah, we missed that one. Or, no, coach, this was it, and this is why we did it. Or, yeah, we screwed you. Sorry. So it's something
Which
you
one
do.
Feels better? Probably when they say, actually, we did get it right?
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you totally got screwed.
And then they'll say they got it right, but you can still disagree. And we're like, all right, we'll agree to disagree. But it's just, it's really, there's nothing you can do after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Except learn. And then what we would do, and I'll give this to Rex Ryan, he would get a book on each officiating crew and sit there and say, this is how they call the game. These are the penalties they call a lot. These are the ones they kind of are laxed on. So you know going into the game what you can and can't get away with. And that's the moral of that exercise, is to really learn when you're going into the game what officials.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Are really focusing on
it's kind of crazy that officials have a theme to each crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
It's weird.
Like, why not just go, like, everybody does the same thing, like, unison, like, everybody knows the rules, but like everybody, some throw more flags, some don't. Like, it's just odd.
And what always was curious to me is when they have this point of emphasis. What do you mean point of emphasis? No,
they're all rules.
They're all rules. Call a rule. If you have a rules infraction, call it. Don't emphasize a rule infraction over another one. So that's what you're telling me. You're telling me you're going to forget these, but you're going to. So every year, and that's what I struggle when every year, every preseason. Oh, they're going to have an emphasis on these rules. I struggle with that. If it's an infraction, police officers don't have law emphasis on laws, right?
You break the law, you're in trouble.
No matter what. It's not, well, we're going to emphasize speeding over burglary. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Right. That is, I had not thought about it from that standpoint either. That's incredibly frustrating. And this dovetails into another conversation that I do think is related. So we'll put a pin in you settling a debate. We've got you until 10 o'clock. Joey Porter Jr. Mm-hmm. So he's been flagged a lot this year. Doran, you brought up a good point the other day. Now you're kind of thinking, all right, I want to play my game, what's made me great, but now you're worried about committing penalties. Do you think he's sort of fighting with himself a little bit? And there might be a little bit of a confidence issue with Joey Porter Jr.
Not only is he fighting with himself, he's fighting with what has come naturally to him. And I always equate it to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's throwing motion, they tried to fix it, and he worked on it. And in practice, oh, it was great. But when the game was on and the lights were on, he reverted back to what got him in there. And what got Joey Porter Jr. drafted was the things that he's struggling. The things that were the negatives when they were scouting him and coming out are still rearing their head now. That's what he's going to revert back to, especially when he gets in a game against A.J. Brown where he's like, oh, no. I got to be at the top of my game.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the game and what he feels most comfortable with is being handsy. And then guess what? Everybody in the league, they scouted him coming out. So Nick Sirianni's going to go to the officials at the beginning of the game. Hey, I just want you to know, we watch tape and this guy is known for being handsy. I want you to pay attention to that. And of course that's going to be in that ref's ear because, again, they get graded as well too. So if they don't call plays, call fouls, then they're going to get downgraded. Then they don't get prime games. They don't get playoff games or Super Bowls, and they may even get demoted. So it's in their head. So that's how it can just snowball.
You're a former DB. How do you fix that? Like, what is your mindset every week, knowing that you can't play your natural game, that you've been flagged, that you just got kind of whooped, your butt whooped by a receiver last week. You're heading into a very crucial game. You're a young player. You're a DB, one of the hardest positions on the field athletically. How are you fixing your game?
What I would do is, if I was the DB coach, I would have him go through practice with his hands tied together where you can't use it. I don't want you to – I'm not worried about any in practice trying to catch balls, do anything this. I want you to go man-to-man coverage, and we're going to tie your hands together or tie them to the side or something like that. I don't want you to use your hands whatsoever. And just start training that, and trying to get that in his lexicon of non-thinking. Because once you start thinking, then you're going to be like, oh, start getting back to what you know and what is comfortable. It's like, all right, we're going to have to break that habit. And they should have started that way back in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be too late now. But going into this game, and all DBs have this, and I think he has it, you just got to have that short memory.
Yeah.
Like, whatever happened last week, that happened, but I'm going to learn from it, but it ain't going to affect me this week. Because any DB that doesn't have a short memory, you ain't playing DB long.
And you're not cut out for it.
Yeah, I've done some bad things, and I'm like, oh, well.
So Zach Frazier was called for tripping. Should they tie his legs together?
No, that's just like, hey, you got to learn how to do bad things a better way, buddy.
Come on. That's right. Don't flail the legs quite as much.
No.
Because you're just naturally following through. Yeah.
Don't raise the leg. Keep it low, but sweep it.
Sweep the leg.
Yeah.
Karate Kid.
Yep. Yeah.
Never saw it.
New one coming up.
What?
Never saw it.
Oh, yeah. You were reading Harry Potter.
Oh, man. Right,
exactly. Jeez.
Call back. Half hour still to go. With Doug Whaley, Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We might have to start going rapid fire. There's a lot to get to, not a lot of time. We got Danny in here from Waynesburg. Austin Bechtold just brought him in. He's shadowing today. I already said it, from Waynesburg, because that's where we hire everyone from.
Yeah.
Callous Waynesburg guy.
Love Waynesburg. Go check it.
Donnie, a Waynesburg guy. He's the grand poobah, right? Like, is he the leader of all the Waynesburg minions?
I guess.
Yeah.
Jack Hillgrove,
the oldest one.
Jack Hillgrove. Are we missing anybody? Didn't Greg Finley go to Waynesburg?
Yes.
Man.
Where'd Bechtold go?
Not Waynesburg.
Right.
So why is he the one courting the Waynesburg guy? Did you go to Waynesburg?
Yes.
You did?
He's a half Waynesburg guy. He transferred from Robert Morris.
Transferred in from RMU. All right, enough. You don't have a microphone. You should have learned that at Waynesburg. Talking to the damn mic. Or not at all. Preferably not at all.
Preferably.
That came off a lot meaner than I meant for it to come off. All right, Doug, if you could have either TJ Watt or George Pickens back, but not both, for this game against the Ravens, who's more valuable?
I'm going Pickens, because not only for this game, but to get him in the groove going into the not only final two games of the season, but for tournament time. I want him to be peaking. I don't want him this first game to be that first playoff game. Yeah. TJ Watt, not worried about it. He can flip the switch. To me, him and Crosby are the same. When they want to go out there and dominate, they just flip the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Here I come. And if they don't, they can just turn it off and on. George, he's not there yet. He's not there mentally. He's not there physically. And he's not there just as a complete professional of being in this game to know when and when not. So I need him right now, as soon as possible.
Was that our debate?
Yeah. And I lose.
Yeah.
And it's the two football guys.
Yeah. We need to score points, too.
Puntos.
Yeah, and they scored 18 against him with Pickens. So we know what it looks like against a good defense without him. And their defense is better. I mean, that was the big talking point going into the game. We thought it could be a shootout. The Steelers' offense was looking good. The Ravens' defense was looking real bad. The Ravens' offense is good. And we found out 18-16, just like it always is between these two teams. We discovered in the first segment, we're doing our homework on the fly, Doug, that this will be the first time that Lamar Jackson has faced the Steelers twice in a season as starting quarterback.
Very interesting.
What do you think that could mean?
That could mean for Lamar Jackson, he is, and Dorn said it, it could be he gets more into his head and starts pressing and starts trying to do way more than he normally needs to do. And when that happens, you don't play well. Just go out there, and I don't want to give him what he needs to do, but do what you do to got you here. I mean, every time you play anybody else, just do you. It's the same. Just do you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to do any more. Don't try to do any less. Just do you.
Yeah, and his mom was like, you need to start running the ball more.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that against the Giants. I guarantee that that's going to be their MO. I guarantee that they looked at the Eagles film and were like, we're going to do almost the exact same thing because they can't stop us, especially if Lamar Jackson does tuck that football. There's going to be so many running lanes for him to be an asset to that offense.
And I think this goes to their offensive coordinator, Mockins. He's got to devise a game plan where Lamar doesn't get into his own head. It's like, okay, one read and go. That's it. One read and go. Don't try to scan the field. Don't sit back there in the pocket. I want 1, 2, 3, hitch, throw the rock, or take off. That's what they need to do, in my opinion.
There's only one game this season where Lamar ran less than he did against the Steelers, and that was against Denver, and they beat him 41-10. So I'm guessing that's one of those deals where, hey, don't run because you don't have to. He also had a perfect passer rating in that game of 158.3. Against the Steelers, 4 rushes. That's all he had.
And think about Denver's defense. That's their calling card lately since Bo Nix is coming on. Mm-hmm. But that defense is an issue for most offenses. So he did it against a very good defense. So he's definitely capable. Interesting.
There were chances to run, too, against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's not like they weren't giving him the opportunity. Like, they were there, and he didn't take them. All right, Doran, you brought this up earlier in the week, and I like where your head's at on this one. More Jaylen Warren. I mean, you're facing these crowded boxes. Your receivers aren't creating separation. So why continue to beat Najee Harris into crowded boxes? He's not a make-a-guy-miss dude. Jaylen Warren can be. And his snap count's going down, down, down of late.
And that's interesting to me, and I don't know if it's down, down, down because he is getting worn down because of his stature and the way he plays, because he is a bowling ball of butcher knives. But when you start taking that many hits over a prolonged season, are they trying to say, let's
preserve him
until the playoffs? I don't know. But that would be the only reason I think you would decrease his snaps. Like, hey, we're playing the long game.
That's exactly what I thought against the Eagles whenever Najee Harris fumbled and Cordarrelle Patterson went in. I'm like, well, why isn't Jaylen Warren going in at this point? I mean, you still want to fight to get back in the game. Then I immediately thought, oh, they're trying to preserve him because you have how many? You have 3 games in 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that Jaylen Warren gets a lot of touches on Saturday.
And what's wrong with having both in the backfield at the same
time? Yeah, that too.
I mean, let's be creative. I mean, if George Pickens isn't going to be out there, I want to see the creativity from Arthur Smith. What about just slip screens, nows, things like that, basically extended handoffs to get some Calvin Austin in space one-on-one. That's what you need to do, and that's to create offensive momentum and offensive pressure on the defensive coordinator and defensive side of the ball when you don't have your main go-to guy that is just a threat when he steps on the field.
You think they would have used Justin Fields more in the Eagles game if he didn't get hurt? Or if they were on the field?
On the field. Yeah, that's the whole thing. That to me is why you always say you have those games where you just throw out the film. There's no way I would have put a lot of money to say, even though they punted, they were going to at least get the ball back. Once, maybe twice. With 10:47 left in the fourth, I would have lost a lot of money. And that's why you just throw that one out. Because that's not indicative of what the Steelers defense is all about.
Right.
You did say it. We did TV on Sunday together, and I said, I don't really care much about this Eagles game. All I learned is that they're worse than the Eagles. And you said the one thing that sticks out in your craw was that final drive.
Yeah.
That they got big boyed.
Yes. That's right there. When you come into it, that's a lack of pride. Right there. They just took your manhood.
Yeah,
they came in and said, you came into my house. They just did a home alone on you right there. That's basically what they did.
Paint cans.
Yes. They home alone you. That is scary. Hopefully it's just an anomaly.
You guys ever see the Family Guy, like, 30-second spoof of Home Alone?
Yeah.
With competent robbers?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez, there's all these... There's all these cars on the ground. Be careful here. Oh, yeah, did you run into anything else going on? Yeah, the doorknob was really hot. I just let go of it after 5 seconds instead of holding on to it for 45 seconds. And then they take care of Kevin McAllister. Let's just put it that way.
And then there's the other one, too. It's like, all right, Home Alone in 2020, 2024. And it's like, Oh, Kevin wakes up. He's like, oh, my family's gone. He grabs his cell phone. Mom, you left me. Yeah, come back. I'm home alone. Movie's over.
Yeah. And the mom sends an Uber to go get him.
Yeah.
Sends it we'll there. Meet you at the gate, Jimmy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. One more segment with Doug coming up next. All right, a good text here in a second. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In Home Alone, Kevin thought he made his family disappear, not that they forgot him.
What?
Remember?
I made my family disappear.
Yeah. Although, don't you think a kid as smart as Kevin would still make the phone call and just double check that Catherine O'Hara didn't disappear? So your point stands.
Yeah, I guess he did think he made his family disappear.
I made my family disappear.
Huh. Yeah.
He stole what would have been $875 worth of groceries these days. that's like $6.
That scene between him and the clerk, whenever she's like asking questions, like it is like for a kid to be able to pull that scene off. He was like, "My mom's in the car." He's like, "My dad's at work." She was like, "Well, where do you live?" He's like, "I can't tell you that." She's like, "Why?" "You're a stranger."
"You're a stranger."
And he's just like stone faced. Like,
but
like,
that
dang.
Goes with you're saying a guy that smart. He's can't making think the he's going to disappear.
Right.
Yeah, he made his family disappear. He's making a call.
You're calling mama and you're seeing if she's around or not. And if not, if you maybe a couple times go straight to voicemail, maybe I made her disappear.
Where are you calling your mom, though?
Yeah, she doesn't have a cell phone.
Remember, like, where are you calling? You're calling Paris?
Well, she'd have a cell phone.
Right? Huh?
If we're talking modern, if we're doing the modern.
Oh, you're modern. Yeah. I'm saying, like, back then.
No, there's nothing he could have done. Mm-mm. The most genius scene in any of the movies is whenever he's got his uncle recorded and he's doing the whole shower.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. What's the dude's
I'd
name?
I never
who's
grow
the...
up wanted to be a real man. That's what he says to his mom. He said, Uncle Frank told me I'd never grow up thinking I'm a real man. And she was like, what?
So good. Tim Curry was outstanding in that movie.
Yeah.
That's why I think that's better than the original.
It's so good.
Now that we've run out of time, Doug, do you think Omar Khan screwed up by not getting a better number two wide receiver?
I'll say this. There's no roster that you can put together that's perfect. And I think when you look at the sum, he did a really good job. He has done a really good job, but you're always going to have holes. Now, can you overcome those holes? That's where you need a Russell Wilson to step up. That's what you needed.
A little Arthur Smith, too.
Yes, and Arthur Smith. And that's where, because again, there's every roster. I mean, look at Kansas City. You think they would wish they had better tackles right now? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, one of the rosters you can say maybe complete head to toe would be Philly. But there was a time early in the season when they thought it was, they weren't that good.
Yeah, they were having issues.
Yeah, and they were talking about the head coach being the liability. So again, all in all, when you put it together, I think he's doing a very good job. I just think that it's very hard to have a complete roster from head to toe.
Do they win Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday. Do they win?
He's doing the thing. He repeated the question to give himself time to think.
Absolutely.
We talked about that earlier.
Well, you don't want dead air, right?
No. Will they win Saturday?
I'm going, unfortunately, two games skid. I think Baltimore wins. I do.
Does Penn State win?
No. I'm going SMU.
Wow.
SMU has been, from the first couple times I saw them early in the year, even when they lost to BYU, I was like, these guys have speed, athleticism, and that quarterback's playing with some confidence. So I'm going SMU.
I think Tennessee's going to beat Ohio State too. Their defense is good.
If Day loses, is he back?
No.
Lost to Michigan, first round of playoffs. Is he back?
I think he's on borrowed time right now. Just by the whole video at the end of that game, too, whenever guys were fighting, he's just standing around looking around. I think people are so out on him right now.
He also this week, come on, man, read the room. This week said we were angling to make the 12-team playoff, not to win the Big Ten. What? You're Ohio State. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got to let him go.
Yeah.
I think you absolutely got to let him go because they can hire from a sitting Power Four job. It's not like you needed to be keeping up with the Wake Forest and the West Virginias and no offense to my squad, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
The Purdue's of the world.
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
Eddie George, I'm calling it right now, next head coach of Ohio State.
What about Vrabel? Cool.
He's going to go to the NFL. Jets.
What about Urban Meyer?
No.
Urban has said he doesn't want to do it.
I would want Urban just...
And he's such a truth-telling man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd love Urban just for everything that's going to happen around the program to talk about. Yeah. Little hanging out at some bars, groping a couple ladies. I mean, I just want to see that disaster ready to happen. That train wreck.
I got nothing against Ohio State. I want to see what it looks like if they do lose this game. Fascinating. Although, at the same time, I want the SEC to feel pain. Mm-hmm. Deep, deep, deep pain. All right, Doug, this was fun. Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to both of you guys. I guess I'll see you in the new year.
That's right.
Yep.
And we will see all the ins tomorrow at 5:40. Pat Bostic going to be with us until 7, from 7 until 10. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. Today, high of 40, low 32, 75% chance of rain.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.